telling us, not asking. No shit. We could handle constructive criticism. From each other, she finished. That time I did glance at Ivan, but he was already looking at me. His eyelids slit like he was thinking the same thing I was. We could already barely talk to each other. We hardly were, because we both knew what happened when we opened our mouths and aimed them at each other. But I was trying to be better, and I would be. I wasn't going to let my mouth ruin anything for me, much less my pride. I told them I'd do anything for this, and I would. Even if it meant dealing with this jackass. So I nodded, because what else was I going to do? Ruin something that in the future might give me everything I wanted? Possibly lead to other great things? I wasn't that dumb.
Fine.
Came the bit-off response from the only male nearby. Good. I'm glad that's settled now before we go any further. I glanced at Ivan again, but he'd beat me to it. He was already looking at me. And I didn't like it. Stop looking at me, I mouthed.
No.
He mouthed back. Coach Lee sighed. Excellent. Lip whatever you want to each other as long as I don't have to hear it. I swear on my life he smacked his lips together. I wanted to smack him. Then he opened his mouth to talk.
You're going to need to get a physical before we start.
What? Was he for real? I was in prime fucking health. Shut up, Jasmine. It isn't a big deal. And maybe I wasn't exactly in my prime, but none of my injuries would pop up in a physical. I shut up and dipped my chin down like, okay, uh-huh. What was a little checkup when I'd have this opportunity again? Nothing. That's what.
We need to make sure you don't have any pre-existing conditions that you aren't telling us about that might come up later on.
He continued on, slowly, still making a face like this entire conversation and situation was costing him. The smartass crept up my throat, not going anywhere. Especially not after his hand went up to his cheek and his middle finger scratched the tip of his nose. Ass. That's what I figured you wanted when you said you wanted a physical. Not to get my weight or cholesterol levels, I muttered, stopping myself before I said anything more aggressive. It was his turn to be a smartass, apparently.
Speaking of your weight.
No, he didn't. Coach Lee cleared her throat just as I'd started to raise my hand to point at him with my middle finger. All right, she said tightly. Let's focus. We just talked about this. We'll have an agreement drawn up that you'll need to sign, Jasmine. Other than that, practice will be 6 days a week, twice a day. Will that be a problem? It took every ounce of self-control in me to tear my gaze away from the idiot who had just been about to say something about my weight. I could feel my nostrils flare as I swallowed and focused back on the woman. It's not a problem. She didn't need to tell me we needed all the training we could get in with less than 6 months before the start of the next season. What times? I asked, my hand twirling my bracelet. It was Ivan that answered as he shifted around on the bench.
4 hours at 4 in the morning at the LC, and a 3-hour workout at 1 in the afternoon.
Shit. That would only leave me 4 hours to work, and that was going to be cutting it close. But I couldn't quit. I wouldn't. Maybe I could pick up a shift here or there, too, on my day off. I'd make it work. Somehow. I managed to nod before I caught on to something he said. You said at the LC. Are there going to be more practices somewhere else? Coach Lee didn't even try to hide the glance she cast in Ivan's direction, a glance that again put me on edge. I hated secrets and secret looks. I wanted to ask what those faces were for, but decided to wait. Patience. I could be patient if I tried really hard. Luckily, she didn't make me wait long.
You understand we've discussed your strengths and weaknesses before we asked you to join the team?
Yeah. Did I like that they talked about me? No, but it was part of it, and I couldn't hold it against them. Before I'd gotten to this point of desperation, I would have done the same.
You're a strong athlete, Jasmine, she started to say, and I made sure I had my armor on so I could handle whatever non-compliment was going to eventually come out of her mouth. That's what coaches did. They tore apart all the things you were bad at and helped you try to fix them. At least, that was the goal. I've always thought you had an amazing amount of potential. But was about to come out of her mouth. I could feel it. There was always a but when someone paid you a compliment. Maybe it was just me. I kept my face even, but it was a little harder than I would have wanted it to be. But there are things you can work on to take it to the next level, specifically your showmanship. I've spoken to Galina in the past, and she confirmed that you didn't have a heavy amount of training in ballet. I think your skating would really benefit from it. When the hell had she spoken to Galina? We want you to take some one-on-one training with the instructor Ivan has used in the past to tweak a few bad habits. Bad habits? And work on improving what's already good, but could be better. Apart from that, you will be taking lessons with Ivan at the same time. There's always room for improvement. I'm sure you're familiar with that. Was she saying that just to make me feel better about basically telling me that I had none of the grace that came from having a serious background in ballet? It wasn't like I didn't know what Ivan did. Karina had only taken figure skating lessons up until she was 14, which was how we had met. But she had focused on dance before and afterward. Plus, there was something really elegant and graceful about Ivan's movements that could only come from a ballet instructor with a drill sergeant's heart. He'd had the money. He could afford someone to teach him everything he needed to know. My mom had been able to afford 2 group lessons a week for an hour each, so that's what I had done for years. I wasn't going to apologize for it, and I'd said I would do whatever I needed to make this work. So all I said was, okay. The corners of Coach Lee's mouth tightened for a moment before her expression went back to normal. Good. I'll call tomorrow and see what's available so you can pick the times that work for you on your schedule. Ivan attends Monday and Saturday mornings from 9 until 11. Will that be a problem? It was, but I would have to make it work. I was going to end up quitting my job and stripping. Jesus Christ. No, not a problem. My stomach hurt for a moment, but I shoved it aside and focused on what was important. I also take a Pilates class once a week to work on my flexibility. I am planning on still taking it. Good. Keep doing that, the woman replied with a slow nod. I tried to put all my thoughts in order. What do you want the season to look like? I asked. It was Ivan that answered.
We'll do the Discovery Series, the Major Prix, Nationals, and Worlds. We can skip the rest.
I did the math in my head and swallowed back the nerves at the realization that would be 7 different events we would be competing in. At least 2 or 3 competitions in the Discovery Series, 3 in the Major Prix, if we made it to the final, then 1 each for Nationals and Worlds. Money, 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 and more money. But I didn't even care. All the more chances to win. Or fail. That negative-ass voice in my head whispered until I shoved it away. I needed to stop thinking that way. It hadn't done me any good ever before, and it never would. I couldn't get psyched out so early. Okay. I got out with another nod, feeling this tightness in my chest that I didn't love. Coach Lee dipped her own chin down.
Now that that's all sorted, can you start tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Fuck. I was too worried about my voice being all high and pitchy and giving away how overwhelmed I was at what was happening that I decided to keep my mouth shut and nod again. I was going to need to talk to my boss today. Holy shit. Is that it then? You don't want me to do a tryout? I asked, just to be sure.
That's it, she confirmed.
The expression on Coach Lee's face wasn't exactly a smile, but she looked pleased. She extended her hand out in my direction, and I took it.
Good. Tomorrow we get to work, then. I'll schedule your physical today and let you know where to go and what time.
Tomorrow, I agreed on an exhale,
feeling this weight lift off my chest for all of a second before crashing back down. Feeling heavy, I pulled my hand back to my side and turned to where Ivan had been sitting the entire time. He hadn't moved. His elbows were still on his knees, hands hanging loosely between his legs, and his attention was still on me. That long, blunt line of his jaw was set firmly, and it was an expression I'd seen enough. I had a feeling it was one I was going to keep on seeing a whole lot of over the next year. The next year. Shit. I had told Coach Lee we could get past this, or at least put up with each other, and I wasn't about to back down or take my word back. I wasn't going to screw this up for myself. I could be the better person, and thinking about it like that put a smile on my face. Hesitating for just a moment, I extended my hand out toward him. And it hovered there. For a second, for 2 seconds, for 3 seconds. 3 more seconds and I was going to slap him in the face. Ivan was watching me in return as he stood up, going out to that full height that put him an inch shy of being a foot taller than me, and he slipped his hand into mine for the first time ever. His eyes met mine, and I knew what he was thinking, because I was thinking the same thing. Once, just once, years ago, I'd fallen badly after a jump. He had been on the rink with me at the same time. I'd been lying there on the ice, blinking up at the rafters, trying to catch my breath because even my brain had hurt after hitting the ice so hard. This bitch had skated up to me for some reason, and he'd stretched his hand out toward me, looking down at me with a smirk on his face. I hadn't been thinking. All I'd seen was a hand reaching out toward me, so I'd tried to take it, like an idiot. My fingers had probably been inches away from Ivan's when he'd snatched his hand back, smirked even wider, and left me there, on the ice, just like that. Bitch. So he could only blame himself when it took me a minute to close my fingers around his, giving him a look the whole time, expecting the worst. But nothing happened. His palm was cold and wide, and his fingers were longer than I'd expected. In all the years we'd gravitated around each other, we'd never touched, except for the one Thanksgiving I'd spent at his family's house, and he'd sat beside me and had taken my hand during their prayer. We spent the whole 3 minutes squeezing each other's hands as hard as we could, at least until Karina had kicked him under the table, probably seeing my fingertips going white. If he was expecting me to say something, he was going to be waiting forever, because there was nothing I needed to say to him. Okay, maybe I just didn't trust myself not to say something stupid before we were too deep into this to go back. Apparently, there was nothing he needed to say to me either. Fine by me. That was the good thing about figure skating. You didn't have to talk to do it. Ivan gave my fingers a hard squeeze, and I squeezed his as hard as I could right back. Chapter 5. I'd forgotten how much it hurt to get dropped. "Are you all right?" came Coach Lee's voice from somewhere. I had my eyes closed as I lay there, thankful for the fact that someone had decided at some point in history that the world needed cushioned mats. Because if it weren't for cushioned mats, even if they were only an inch thick, I probably would have broken 3 times as many bones as I had in my life. But still. Fuck. I tried to take a breath, but from the sting of it, my lungs were still in shock from Ivan's hands slipping, or whatever the fuck had happened, resulting in me falling from close to 8 or 9 feet in the air and landing right on my goddamn back. Fuck. "I'm fine," I half-whispered, half-wheezed out, trying to take another inhale, but only being able to take a baby-sized one that wasn't anywhere near enough. Gulping, I tried to take another breath and only managed half of one before my spine went, "Not yet, sucker." Dragging my bare heels across the mats, I planted my feet on the floor and attempted to take another breath, a little more successful that time. The good thing was, my ribs weren't broken. The other good thing was,
At least he'd dropped me on here and not the ice, which felt like the equivalent of cement when you hit it. I swallowed again, took another breath, and when that went well, I reminded myself this was nothing. Not really, at least. I opened my eyes and immediately spotted the big hand that had held me high above the floor, the big hand that had wobbled and dropped me, extended in my direction. For a second, I thought about taking the hand offering me help, but then remembered the other time he'd done the same thing. I shook my head and rolled up onto my butt on my own. "I'm fine," I muttered, only wincing with my entire face as I did it.
"You need a minute?"
Coachley asked from her spot off the mats as I shifted onto my knees and slowly climbed up onto my feet, taking a couple more breaths that only slightly made my back ache. I was going to feel it tomorrow for sure.
"I'm fine. Let's do it again."
I waved her off as I tipped my head back and took another breath to catch the one the fall had taken from me. When my breathing was back under control and I was ready to go, I turned to face my brand new partner of all of 4 hours. 4 hours. We'd spent that morning doing basics, and I meant the most basic of basics. I hadn't slept well the night before, mostly because of the anticipation of what was coming the next morning, our first practice. But when I woke up, I'd been ready. When we'd met up beside the rink at 4 in the morning, I'd already had a black L on the top of my left hand and a red R on my right. I'd warmed up on my own, and so had he. Coach Lee had started us off skating laps side by side. 4 hours. All to find our rhythm together. His legs were longer than mine, but we both listened to Coach Lee's corrections, kept our mouths shut, and it had worked out. I didn't even think we looked at each other's faces. We were so busy focusing on our feet. And only a couple of times did I have to glance at my hands. And when she'd told us to hold hands and do it all over again, we did it. Then we just did it over and over again, holding hands and not holding hands until we got it right. Baby steps. But they were important. These were all things we should have figured out if we'd done a tryout. So when we got to the rink that afternoon, after I'd gone to work, and explained to my boss that I was going to have to work less hours from here on out, Coach Lee had told us we'd start off working on lifts on the mats. I had been pretty pumped to move forward a little more. At least until his hold got weird, as he had me in a carry lift, his hands on the spot between my lower stomach and right above my groin, his arms locked straight above his 6'2" head, while I had my legs together and extended, back arched and head held high. I'd done it 1,000 times before with my ex-partner. But just like I had forgotten how much it hurt to fall, I forgot how every lifting partner had a different way they liked to hold, or so I'd been told. I had only had one partner in my short and shit pairs career. Maybe I weighed more than Ivan's last partner.
"Let me see where you're putting your hands, Ivan," Coach Lee called out. "Then push up as slow as you can do it, so I can see Jasmine's movement too."
Nodding, I made myself look up at Ivan after I got into position directly in front of him, in his fitted and tapered gray sweatpants and a t-shirt so white it might have been brand new. His hair was combed and parted in that perfect way it always was. He looked more like he was about to do a modeling shoot for sweatpants than to actually work out. With his chin to his throat, he looked down at me with those almost clear gray blue eyes and nodded at me like, "Let's do it." We hadn't said anything to each other so far. We hadn't even mouthed anything either. Yet. I dropped my chin to my throat too to tell him, "Let's do it." So we did. His hands went into position in a place that I hadn't let very many guys touch me, and we went into it. I knew the second he had me at about his head level that something was wrong, and I needed to figure out what it was.
"What is it?"
Coach Lee asked, like she read my mind. "His palm is weird," I told her immediately, trying not to squirm too much before I ended up on the floor again.
"There's nothing wrong with me,"
Ivan claimed from under me, sounding just as insulted as I figured he would. I rolled my eyes. I had promised I wouldn't talk shit. That didn't mean I couldn't roll my eyes. especially not when he couldn't see me. I don't know what it is. I think his hands are bigger, I started to tell Coach Lee, before the man under me made a snickering sound that had me rolling my eyes again. It feels strange. The lift went as high as it could possibly go, and I was in the same position I'd been in when he'd let me fall. I sucked in my stomach and gripped my teeth, tensing my biceps as I tried to move the weight around a little on my palms and fingers. I could do this.
I know what I'm doing,
came the idiot under me. I'll get used to it, I told Coach Lee, pretending like I didn't hear Ivan.
Put her down and do it again, the other woman said.
And Ivan did, lowering me to the ground a lot faster and not as carefully as he could have. Fucker. I glared up at him, but he was too busy looking at Coach Lee to notice. We did it again. Again and again and again. That was all we did for the next 3 hours, the entrance into the lift one time after another, until it stopped feeling so different, and my arms, and Ivan's, were shaking with exhaustion. My shoulders were sore, and I couldn't imagine what his had to feel like, but neither one of us complained or asked for a break. By the time 4 o'clock rolled around, ab muscles I'd forgotten I had were exhausted, and I was 90% sure I'd have a giant bruise on my stomach the next day.
One more time and we'll call it a day,
Coach said, from the spot she'd taken sitting cross-legged on the mat, a few feet away from the circle of space Ivan and I had been working in. We hadn't even gotten to the point where he was walking with me over his head yet. We were still just doing the same lift. I didn't look up as I took a step back before leaning forward at the same time Ivan's hands went into position. And he raised me, a little more swiftly even though I knew he had to be tired, a little easier and consistent. It lasted all of 20 seconds before I was back on my feet, biting back a grimace at the ache coming from my abs. I was going to need to apply the arnica ointment in my bag the second after I showered, so I wouldn't be dying tomorrow.
Ice your stomach tonight, Jasmine. We can't afford you being in pain,
Coach Lee called out, almost immediately after I landed on both feet. I looked at her and gave a nod.
Good work today.
Was it? Part of me thought it would have gone better, or at least faster. But it wasn't like I had anything or anyone else to compare to. I wasn't going to let myself get overwhelmed. One step at a time. I knew that. One small step at a time, to build another step and another, until we had an entire staircase.
Rest. Ice what you need to ice, and I'll see you both tomorrow,
the other woman called out. I already knew from experience that she had her younger figure skaters she usually focused on once Ivan's season was done. I watched her as she turned around, and then was gone.
Okay.
I didn't want to stand around talking either. Raising my eyebrows to myself, I headed toward where I'd kicked off my shoes and socks. The silence in the huge room was weird. It was one of a couple of different practice spaces set up at the LC that any skater was free to use. Bending at the waist, I grabbed both socks and slipped each one on, noticing I had a chip in my hot pink nail polish on my big toe. Maybe tonight I could redo them, if bending over didn't make me tear up. The color never lasted longer than a couple of days at a time, and they especially wouldn't with this new training schedule, but I liked having them painted. I liked getting pedicures more than doing them myself, but that wasn't going to be happening again. At least not for a year. I'd just straightened to slip my feet into my shoes when I heard a deep sigh from behind. I pretended like I didn't hear him. But I couldn't pretend not to hear him, when he said in that voice that was somewhere between deep and baritone,
"We need to work on your trusting me if you want me to help you find another partner when this is over next year."
And I paused, with my hands filled with shoelaces, and glanced over my shoulder to find Ivan standing where he'd been the last time I'd seen him, barefoot on the middle of the mats. Except this time, his hands were on his hips and his attention was focused on me.
"What?"
I asked, frowning. The muscle along Ivan's jawbone twitched.
We need to work on you trusting me if you want me to help you find another partner.
The smartass repeated himself. I blinked. And then if my eyes started twitching, it wasn't intentional. Lee was gone, wasn't she? We had only talked about watching our words during practice, right? I know how to listen the first time, I replied, taking my time just like he had. I want to know what you mean by that.
I mean you need to trust me or this will never work.
This son of a bitch. Calm down, Jasmine. Talk to him normally. Be the better person. But I couldn't. Are you threatening me? It was his turn to blink. His turn for his eyebrows to go up. His turn to shrug a shoulder. It's been a day, and you're already threatening not to help me? I asked him, taking my time with each word.
All I'm saying is that this isn't going to go well unless you trust me, and even you know that.
My eye was twitching, and I swear to God my fingers ached with the need to pull on someone's hair. You dropped me.
Once, and it's not going to be the last time. You know that.
I blinked at him. I did know that. I didn't expect anything different. But it was still him that had let me fall. Ivan blinked.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, I didn't exactly believe him. And he must have expected that because he shook his head. Those slim nostrils on that perfectly straight nose flared, and he repeated himself.
I didn't.
I didn't say anything.
I'm not going to risk hurting you. Not while you're my partner.
That's real reassuring. His cheek twitched. I trust you enough, I said. Liar, 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 tickling at the base of my throat. I'm just not used to the way you hold, that's all. And it was hard to trust someone I'd called a shitface for years, but... The tip of his tongue went to the inside of his cheek, and those ice-blue eyes narrowed on me. Did everything about him have to be immaculate all the damn time?
You're the worst liar, you know that?
You're a shitty liar, I said, before I could stop myself. He shook his head, and I noticed not a single one of his pitch-black hairs moved.
You said you would do whatever needed to be done so we could win, didn't you?
I nodded slowly. He raised an eyebrow.
So I'm telling you what's wrong and you need to fix it.
Oh my God. It's been one day and I told you what's wrong. Your hand placement is weird.
My hand placement isn't weird.
It is.
No one else has ever complained.
No one else has probably had the balls to complain. I told him. I'll get used to it. I'm sure you're doing it right.
I am. Want to go look at the trophies in the case on the way out?
The ass asked. I blew out a breath and gave my wrist a shake. Because it was a little achy, not because I wanted to punch him already. Nope. Do you admire them on the way in and out every day? Polish them up every Sunday? Give them a little kiss? Ivan's mouth opened and then closed. I smiled. I'll get used to it.
It's not you getting used to it that's the problem. You don't trust me. I can feel it.
I trust you not to drop me on purpose, I said slowly, not liking where this was going. I think you'd want to figure this out as soon as possible. You wouldn't want to waste time.
No shit, Sherlock.
Look, Satan, how do you expect me to trust you in like the 6 hours we've been practicing? I snapped before I could stop. That drew that freaky, joyous smile I'd only seen on his face when we were bickering.
I knew it.
No shit, Sherlock. I know you're not going to drop me on purpose, but what do you want me to do? We don't like each other. I'm constantly expecting you to not watch out for me, no matter what I tell myself. He raised an eyebrow, and I didn't miss how he didn't argue the fact we didn't like each other. Ass.
You need to. Lee thinks we can do this in a year, and I know I can do it in a year.
I rolled my eyes, because I was pretty sure he thought he could do or master anything in that time. Okay, Maybe I thought the same thing about myself, but it was different. I wasn't a prick for no reason and only to one person.
But we need to get over this, and we need to do it soon. You're hesitating because you don't trust me because of that idiot before me. So what do you want from me? Or what do you need from me so we can get there?
That time, it was my turn to blink. Because who the fuck was this person? What do you need from me? What the fuck? And why was he bringing up Paul? Him catching me off guard must have been on my face because he sighed.
I don't have all day.
Oh, God. Neither do I. I didn't say shit face, but I thought it. Look, I don't know. I told you, my head knows you won't drop me on purpose, but the rest of me doesn't trust it. A week ago, I wouldn't have trusted you to catch me doing a trust fall. I don't know how to fix that.
You aren't my first partner, and this is only for a year, so let's figure it out. You want my word?
Notice how you didn't say you would have caught me during a trust fall.
I wouldn't have.
I fucking knew it.
That was then. This is now, Meatball. You want my word I won't purposely let you get hurt?
I almost laughed. Your word? You remember all the other words you've told me over the years? That jaw of his went hard, making his perfectly sculpted face look tight. That's what I thought.
What do you want me to do? Lee's going to ask what I did to fix this, and I want to tell her I did everything I needed to. Tell me.
Tell him? I slid a look to the side before sliding it back to him. Tell me something embarrassing. He didn't even hesitate.
No.
I would have smiled if this was someone other than him. Uh-huh. Who's the one with the trust issues now, jackass? I shook my head. Don't worry about it. I'll get over it. Everything will be fine. I need this more than you do. I'll figure it out, and everything will be fine. It had to.
Fine.
I glanced back down and finished tying my shoelace before getting to my feet. God, I really was going to need to ice myself tonight. Maybe even do a whole ice bath. Fuck. I didn't miss those. Rolling back my shoulders, which I hadn't realized were so tight, I glanced at Ivan, who had moved at some point and was busy sliding his feet into what looked like slipper boots. Whatever. I wanted to get home. I took a step toward the door and hesitated. We were partners now. For a year. I could be better. I would be. So, I glanced over my shoulder and called out, "See ya." I didn't even add a name to the end of it. That had to mean something. I waited all of maybe 2 seconds before I realized he wasn't going to respond, ass, and headed toward the door, telling myself that it didn't matter he didn't say anything. What the hell else was I expecting? Him to actually be friendly? I knew what this was, and what this wasn't. He'd said it already. 1 year. That was all we were going to have together. And he wanted it bad enough to talk to me about what was wrong so we could fix it. At least I could trust him enough to know I could always rely on him to make the best business decision. Did I trust him? Hell no. At least, not enough. But for what mattered, yes. Pulling up the waistband of my leggings, which had gotten stretched out from practice, I rolled my shoulders, sucked in my stomach to see if it was really as sore as I thought it was, and it was, and decided I might as well drop by the convenience store and pick up 2 bags of ice. Ice baths were pretty much torture, and there were very few things I hated more than them, but I was going to hate being in pain even more. I just needed to woman up and handle it. But still, my bones already hurt just thinking about it. With a shiver racing up my spine that made me feel like a little bitch, I made my way down the hall as quickly as I could. The faster I got home, the better. I could still squeeze in movie night with my mom and Ben. No one had really batted too many eyelashes at us this morning when we'd skated together, but I figured it was only because everyone in the mornings was too focused on themselves to care. It was the other people, the ones in the afternoon, that would talk. And if I hadn't already told my mom about the situation, she would have definitely found out somehow.
I wasn't going to tell my brothers or sisters in advance, mostly because I liked it when they all lost their shit over things and threw tantrums. It made me laugh. And it made me happy that they cared. Continuing to roll my shoulders back in place as I walked, I turned down another hall and stopped, because down the hall by the doors was one figure I knew too well, and another that was familiar but not as much. It was Galena and the girl she had replaced me with, and from her body language, I could tell Galena was aggravated. I'd done it enough to her over the years to know exactly what it looked like. And from the way the girl was rubbing at her cheeks, I could tell she was crying. She had never made me cry, but I could see how she'd do it to other people who didn't understand. Continuing down the hall, wishing I'd brought my bag with me so I could find my headphones and put them on and pretend I couldn't hear them, I could see and hear Galena talking to the younger girl in a hushed voice that only let me catch on to bits and pieces of her Russian accent, something about expectations, goals, and not giving up. I'd probably gotten halfway down the hall when both of them turned around to look at me.
Yacek,
my former coach greeted me with a tight nod. Galena, I said back to her, before flicking my gaze over to the other girl and giving her a nod that probably resembled the older woman's exactly. Latasha?
Hello, the younger girl greeted me, looking like she was holding her breath as she ducked her head. Maybe so I couldn't see her eyes and know she was upset at getting scolded for whatever. She couldn't know I didn't care, and I wasn't going to tell her.
Congratulations on the new partner, Galena said. I'm happy for you. It was only a matter of time. I always knew.
And that had me almost stumbling. She was happy, and she always knew? What did she always know?
Your triple Lutzes will look beautiful together,
she kept going, and I could only look at her like I didn't know her at all. Where the fuck were all these compliments coming from, and why?
How many times you work on them?
Galena asked. Her question's pointless, because she damn well knew how much I had worked on them. She'd been there. I had told her about all the times my mom had helped me film them, so I could see what they looked like. But I didn't need to ask why she was asking me this. We'd been together too long for me not to know how her brain worked and what the purpose was. It was to make some kind of point to the younger girl. 5,000 times? I told her with a shrug, because I could only guess. Numbers weren't my strong point, and I'd lost count after a while.
Did you cry doing it?
Now, she knew I damn well never cried, and as much as I didn't want to upset this girl more than she already was by bringing that up, I wasn't going to lie either. So all I did was shake my head, because actually saying the words felt too brutal. I changed the subject before Galena could keep asking me things that would only make the other girl upset. Lena, can I ask you something in private? The older woman cocked her head to the side, like she was thinking about it, and gave me another of her decisive nods. When I walked a little further down the hall, she followed after me and stopped at the same time I did. I jumped right into it. What did Nancy Lee ask you about me? Her expression didn't change, like she wasn't surprised I was asking her, and she shouldn't be. She knew I'd never had a problem asking questions.
If I thought you were done, that's what she asked.
I blinked.
If you listened, if you worked hard, if I would coach you again.
She kept going, that hard-as-steel face focused on mine.
I say yes. I said you were meant to have a partner. You have the shoulders, the arms. It was me that didn't follow you. I said to her, you were the best I ever taught.
I blinked.
You only live in that head too much, Yacek. You know this. You care too much. You know this too. I tell her all this too. Nobody deserves a chance like Jasmine, I say.
Her gaze was intent on mine as she finished.
I also tell her you and Ivan will kill each other if you talk too much.
She...
You are welcome. You will not make me regret this, yes?
She... I swallowed, and before I could get another word out, Galena slapped me on the back of the head, like she had 1,000 times before, and said,
I have things to do. We talk later.
Chapter 6. I made it 3 days before the text messages started one afternoon while I was trying to finish warming up before our afternoon session. I had gotten to the LC later than usual and had gone straight to the training room, praising Jesus that I'd decided to change my clothes before leaving the diner once I'd seen what time it was and had remembered lunchtime traffic was a real thing. I was in the middle of stretching my hips when my phone beeped from where I'd left it on top of my bag. I took it out and snickered immediately at the message after taking my time with it. Jojo.
What the fuck, Jasmine?
I didn't need to ask what my brother was what the fucking over. It had only been a matter of time. It was really hard to keep a secret in my family, and the only reason why my mom and Ben, who was the only person other than her who knew, had kept their mouths closed was because they had both agreed it would be more fun to piss off my siblings by not saying anything and letting them find out the hard way I was going to be competing again. Life was all about the little things. So, I'd slipped my phone back into my bag and kept stretching, not bothering to respond because it would just make him more mad. 20 minutes later, while I was still busy stretching, I pulled my phone out and wasn't surprised more messages appeared.
Jojo. Why would you not tell me? How could you do this to me? Did the rest of you keep this from me?
Tally. What happened? What did she not tell you? Oh my God. Jasmine, did you get knocked up? I swear, if you got knocked up, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. We talked about contraception when you hit puberty.
Sebastian. Jasmine's pregnant?
Rubes. She's not pregnant. What happened, Jojo? Jojo.
Mom, did you know about this?
Tally. Would you just tell us what you're talking about?
Jojo. Jasmine is skating with Ivan Lukov. And I found out by going on Pictogram. Someone at the rink posted a picture of them in one of the training rooms. They were doing lifts. Jasmine, I swear to God, you better explain everything right now.
Tally. Are you kidding me? Is this true? Jasmine. Jasmine. Jasmine!
Jojo. I'm going on Lukov's website right now to confirm this.
Rubes. I just called Mom, but she isn't answering the phone.
Tally.
She knew about this. Who else knew?
Sebastian. I didn't. And quit texting Jazz's name over and over again. It's annoying. She's skating again. Good job, Jazz. Happy for you.
Jojo.
You're such a vibe kill.
Sebastian.
No, I'm just not flipping my shit because she got a new partner.
Jojo.
She didn't tell us first, though. What is the point of being related if we didn't get the scoop before everybody else?
Jojo.
I found out on Pictogram.
Sebastian.
She doesn't like you. I wouldn't tell you either.
Tally. I can't find anything about it online.
Jojo. Jasmine.
Tally.
Jasmine.
Jojo.
Jasmine.
Tally.
Jasmine?
Tell us everything or I'm coming over to Mom's today.
Sebastian. You're annoying. Muting this until I get out of work.
Jojo.
Party pooper.
Tally.
Party pooper.
Jojo.
Jinx.
Tally.
Jinx.
Sebastian.
Annoying.
I smiled to myself as I read through the messages slowly, rubbing the palm of my hand over the top of each of my hands. I didn't need to look down to know that the red R and black L I'd been reapplying every day were still there. I hadn't really been scrubbing my hands that hard. It was probably going to be months until I could wash them off completely. I had thought about just settling for forming my fingers into L shapes to tell me which side was what, but it took too long. So Sharpie colors and letters it was going to be, for a while. I typed out a reply, because knowing them, if I didn't, the next time I looked at my phone, I'd have an endless column of Jasmine on there until they heard from me. That didn't mean my response had to be what they wanted. Me. Who is Ivan Lukov?
What are you smiling at, meatball?
My shoulders went tense for a second before I reminded myself that this idiot wasn't worth getting all riled up over, at least not where he could see me react. He didn't deserve that.
Setting my phone next to my knee, I glanced around to see that Coach Lee wasn't in the room. Huh. I leaned forward, back straight, soles of my socked feet pressed together. I didn't even give him the benefit of glancing over as he lowered himself beside me for some reason. Just checking out pictures of you naked. I leaned into a stretch even more as my palms walked me forward until my forehead hovered just an inch above the floor. I needed a laugh. His made me smile into the mat, and thankfully he couldn't see it.
You know what I look at when I need a laugh?
The smile on my face immediately disappeared. I didn't reply to his dumbass question.
Videos of your programs with what's-his-face.
He answered his own question. Ass. I turned my head to the side just a little so I could peek at where he was sitting beside me. I have a video bookmarked of you falling doing a death spiral at the Cup of Russia last year. He tried to hide his hiss, but I recognized it immediately. I couldn't help but smile again. I turned my head back to where it was and shared my smile with the mats. But I should have expected him to have a comeback almost immediately.
You watched that live at home, huh?
I turned my head to glare over at where he was sitting a few feet away, his legs extended straight out. His head was turned toward me. Of course it was. He was always fucking looking at me, trying to get a reaction. I was. Did they give you anything for coming in fourth that day, or... He didn't miss a beat.
They didn't have anything to give me for fourth place. They said something about how they ran out of ribbons after you decided to switch over to pairs.
I blinked. He blinked. Be better. Be better. Be better.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
This year isn't going to come fast enough, I whispered, more to myself, but a little to him because why the fuck not? The corners of his mouth quirked into a smug smile that really made my palm itch.
I'm going to count down the days, Meatball, believe me. 1 year, and I'll probably pay someone to take you so I can get rid of you.
Something ugly, and maybe even hurt, bubbled up in my chest for all of a second before I squashed it. 1 year. I knew it. He knew it. That had been part of it. It wasn't a surprise. In a year, I'll pull my voodoo doll of you out of its box and go back to sticking needles into your black heart. His eyelids hung low over his eyes.
The one I have of you is still sitting on my nightstand.
I hope your hair falls out. He blinked.
I hope.
What is wrong with both of you? Coach Lee hissed from behind us. I tipped my head over a little more to catch her shaking her head as she stood between us, watching us, with almost a horrified expression on her face. I'm a few minutes late, and you... She closed her eyes and shook her head before reopening them. You know what? Ignore me. I told you not to talk about each other during practice, but you can do whatever you want, as long as we aren't training. Neither one of us said a word, but our eyes met, and I mouthed, You suck. And he whispered back with his pale pink mouth,
You suck more.
There was another sigh, but it sounded even more resigned. My eyes work. I can read your lips. Both of them. I didn't ignore Coach Lee, but all I'd promised was not to say anything. So I didn't worry about it when I moved my lips at Ivan again. Eat shit. His tongue tapped at the inside of his cheek. Then he opened his mouth.
I'm looking at it.
Whatever we have to do to make this work, remember? Coach Lee emphasized, obviously still watching us. Ivan and I were both staring at each other as we muttered, Uh-huh. Whatever we have to do were infamous words to live by. It wasn't like I was going to regret them, but God damn, it was going to be close. Again. 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 No, again. If I never heard the word again in my life, I would be totally fine with it. Totally fucking fine. Because starting over from what felt like scratch, it wasn't really scratch, but it seemed like it, was a giant pain in the ass. Mostly because it was Ivan I was doing this with. Ivan, who I could tell was getting just as aggravated. It wasn't until Coach Lee dropped her head back and sighed at the ceiling that she finally changed her words.
Okay, that's it for the day. Your speeds stopped getting better half an hour ago, and your timing is only slightly improved. We're wasting time at this point. It isn't going to get any better. She shot us both a look that was pretty damn accusing, like she didn't understand why we were running out of energy. I wasn't used to this anymore. This basic, exhaustive shit that I hadn't done since I'd first gotten paired up with the piece of shit 4 years ago. Fuck me. Despite the ice bath I'd been taking every night for the last week, everything still hurt. My ribs, my entire abdomen, my shoulders, my wrists, my quads, my back. The only thing that didn't hurt was my ass, and that was only because my butt cheeks hadn't become unused to falling on them. That, and one of them had less nerves still working than the other one did. I was pretty sure I'd killed those nerves while I was trying to work on my 3Ls, my triple Lutzes, back in the day. I'd been icing my lower back multiple times a day, icing my knees, my hips, everything. It was only a matter of time, I knew that, until I got used to it again. At least I sure as hell hoped so. There was a reason the younger girls quit figure skating before they were legal. Your body's ability to recuperate took longer and longer every year you got older, and the fact that I'd done more damage to it in 26 years than most people would do in double that amount didn't help. Her fingertips were rubbing at the bridge of her nose when she sighed and said in a low voice, "Let's go over a few things before this afternoon, since we still have time." Was she in a bad mood, or... "Let's meet in the office in 15, Coach Lee called out, huffing in exasperation as she turned around and walked away. Yeah, I wasn't imagining it. I mean, I didn't think practice had gone that bad. It hadn't been the best one yet, but it hadn't been the worst either. Things had gotten better with every day that went on. Ivan's demeanor hadn't changed, and neither had mine. We didn't talk to each other unless we were talking to Coach Lee at the same time. We didn't argue when she gave us instructions, or when one of us gave the other a pointer. It took everything in me to keep my mouth shut, and I bet it took him the same amount of effort, too. But we did it, because we had to. That, and she hadn't left us alone again. "Well then," I muttered to myself, rubbing at my hip bone with the palm of my hand to ease the ache there from the position I'd been holding doing camelback spins, where you pretty much contorted your body to form a teardrop shape by pulling the heel of your boot toward the back of your head. It had been a hell of a lot easier when I'd been 16. Now, it was harder. And that was bullshit. Without waiting for Ivan or even turning around to look at what he was doing at that point, I skated to the exit to the rink, put my skate guards on, and then headed toward the changing rooms so I could get dressed and get this meeting over with. Maybe I'd get out of here earlier than normal and could squeeze in another table at work. I made it to my locker, ignored the icon blinking on my phone until later, rubbed myself down with a baby wipe like I'd been having to do every day now that I didn't have time to shower, got dressed, and put on just enough makeup to look decent. It didn't take me long at all to get ready, but by the time I was done, only 10 minutes had passed. What she wanted to talk about, I had no clue, but I wasn't going to worry about it. Whatever it was, I'd deal. Hauling ass down the 3 different hallways it took to get to the right side of the building, I found the GM's office easily. Knocking on the door, I waited until I heard Coach Lee's familiar voice call out, "Come in." I went in and found that she was alone inside, her cell pressed to her ear. She held up her index finger and I nodded, taking a seat in the chair closest to the wall. "This isn't what I asked for," the other woman said quietly into the phone, her hand going to cover her face as her voice got even lower to whisper. Shit, I could tell when someone needed privacy. Digging through my bag, I pulled out my cell phone and took a look at the screen. I had new messages, a group one to be specific. It was from Dad, Jojo, Tally plus two, the one and only other group chat I had, the one that was used the least amount, one that had my dad in it and not my mom. I almost thought about ignoring it until later, but when Coach Lee's voice got even quieter, I opened it anyway. The first message was from him. "Dad, I bought my ticket to come visit in September." "Rubes, yay." "Jojo, What days?
Rubes. You can stay with us.
Dad. Okay. 15th through the 22nd.
Rubes. Hopefully Jasmine will be here.
Dad. Where is she going?
Jojo.
She has a new partner.
Dad.
I thought she quit.
Jojo.
No.
Rubes. Jasmine wouldn't quit, Dad. You know that. Sometimes she has competitions in September. I'll find out. He thought I quit. I shook my head and let out a breath before turning my screen off and tossing my phone back into my bag. He really thought I quit. Of course he would. The last time I had spoken to him, 3 months ago, I had specifically told him that I was still training, and he had asked,
"Why? You don't have a partner anymore."
"Are you all right?" Coach Lee asked, drawing me out of my thoughts. Swallowing back my frustration and what I was pretty sure was bitterness that I wasn't going to double-check, I lifted my head and nodded at the other woman. "I'm fine." Because I was. She raised her eyebrows, her face drawn and tired-looking, more tired-looking than I had ever seen it in the years I'd sneaked glances over in her direction. "Okay," was all she said, with another sigh that said she was anything but. And even though I kind of didn't want to, I couldn't help but ask, sounding how I felt, hesitant as hell, "Are you okay?" Her dark eyes flashed upward in surprise before shifting to the side for one moment, then coming back to me with a nod of her chin. "Yes," she lied. I blinked. The sigh that came out of her was totally unexpected before she shook her head. "Personal life. Don't worry about it." Yeah, I knew what "don't worry about it" usually meant. I didn't want to worry about it. I sure as hell didn't want to talk about it, but I wasn't a punk. "We can talk about it." I spun my bracelet around my wrist and eyed her, secretly hoping she wouldn't want to. I was the last person in the world to give anyone advice or know what to say in uncomfortable situations. "If you want." Her snort and her smile caught me totally by surprise. "Oh, Jasmine, that's sweet, but it's fine. I'm all right." "Me? Sweet?" She snorted again, her smile growing just a little wider. "Don't look like I'm insulting you. I appreciate you asking. I wasn't expecting it is all," she said carefully, wiping a hand across her brow. Then she raised her eyebrows. "Let's talk about you instead. Deal?" "Shit." "Nothing bad," Coach Lee added, like she could tell I didn't want to necessarily do that, but knew I had to. I nodded at her. She stopped smiling as she leaned into the desk, planting her elbow on it. "First thing, have you opened new social media accounts?" Fuck me. Of course she'd start there. "No," I answered her honestly, this weird, almost nauseous feeling lining my stomach for a moment before I shoved that shit back down. "I would be fine. Everything would be fine. It would. I haven't made time for it yet. I will this weekend." The older woman nodded, but there was something hesitant in her expression. "Can I ask you something?" I hated when people asked me that, but it wasn't like I could tell her no. "Why'd you delete your accounts to begin with? I used to follow you on your Pictogram account. You had a good amount of followers on there. Your Facebook page was popular too, but you deleted both of them at the same time," she went on, her expression watchful. "Damn it." "That was what? Almost 2 years ago? You got rid of it while you were still with Paul," she added, like I didn't know that. Like I hadn't been the one to go on there and personally cancel those accounts. I didn't have a publicist or a team of people working behind the scenes of my life. It was just me. And sometimes my sister got on there. At least it had been my sister until I'd told her to stop, because I'd been worried she would catch on to what was going on. She'd freaked out enough the first time I got a creepy message. If she'd seen the rest of them, it would have gotten worse. Maybe my family had never been super overprotective of me, but they had it in them to be. I just didn't want it or need it. They had better things to do. And I didn't want to tell Coach Lee about it either, but did I want to start this relationship off by being a fucking liar? Damn it. I knew the answer. I just didn't like it. I had a situation with a fan, I told her, making a face at using the F word, because it should have been more along the line.